Live from the EPB Fiber Optic Studio, this is WLND Signal Mountain, Chattanooga.
Health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and so much more. Welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, a production of Whitfield Media Group, with your hosts, Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, and Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor.
Good morning and welcome to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1 The Lake. Thank you for taking your time this Sunday morning to join us. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World in Chattanooga, and joining me is Dr. Christopher Green, board-certified medical doctor and chief of staff, CHI Memorial. And good morning, Dr. Green.
Good morning, Ed, and good morning to all of our listeners. So good to be with you again this lovely Sunday morning. And Ed, like you said, I've been a primary care doctor here for a little over 20 years, so moving on to 25 years. Love my work working for CHI. What a wonderful company and a great sponsor of our show, as I'm sure our listeners remember. My thanks go out to CHI and also to LHC Group, also sponsors through Home Care Solutions Home Health. And of course, I also want to give a shout out to Heartlight Hospice and the ministry they're doing in Northwest Georgia. Big thanks to all of my partners in business and those who partner with CHI in the care of really all of our patients, and I'm sure a lot of the people who frequent your store, as we know. And thank you again, Ed, for all of your service as well. And I want to remind people, as we're moving into the spring and summer, and hopefully it's going to continue getting warmer and more sun and less rain, I want to remind people about skin cancer, including melanoma, and it's a startling diagnosis that can bring a flood of questions. At CHI Memorial, we understand and are recognized nationally as a melanoma treatment center that offers exceptional care, knowledge, and compassion. Regular skin checks are important because melanoma can be cured if it is discovered and treated early. It typically starts as a growth or a lesion that differs from the surrounding skin. Not all melanomas develop from moles, and symptoms can vary. So it is very important to discuss any changes with your doctor. Please call 423-495-7778, 423-495-7778 today to speak with an expert. And CHI, as I've said before, is building, over the next 3 to 5 years, a new facility in Northwest Georgia to replace our old CHI Memorial Georgia facility. And I'm very pleased to continue to announce that we'll have a brand new hospital facility, fully functioning, ER, OR, everything that people are going to need to serve this area. Now, Ed, I'm going to go back to you in just a second. I want to know everything new in your life for this week and what's going on at Nutrition World, but I did notice something. You've brought something I've never seen you bring, and it's like a new protein shake or nutritional shake, if you can tell us a little bit about that.
Well, thank you, Dr. Green. And yes, I am Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World. Been doing that since 1979 and will continue for another 40 years. So that'll make me a pretty old fella by the time that happens. But that's my intent. But what I do, what I wake up for every single morning, is to learn how I can help other people to optimize their health. And we all have to admit we're in a very confusing world. Basically, not because of lack of information, it's because of too much, and also because there's so much propaganda out there that's slick, that is selling inferior products, but yet they look so superior. One of those, and I know this is not the nicest conversation probably to have because it's such an institution in this country, but Ensure and Boost, when I walk past it at the grocery store, I cringe. In fact, I did a Facebook post about 4 months ago with me actually pulling my little audio out and hooking it on my cell phone, and I went through a tirade of the despicable ingredients. Of course, I know I am out there on the fringes, but there's a company called Kate Farms, spelled with a K, K-A-T-E Farms. It was a family who had a child who needed to have tube feeding. I'm not sure of the medical reasons, and they felt the same way I did, that you cannot support optimal health with inferior ingredients found in Ensure. It just can't happen. Yes, there's calories there. It helps people from wasting away. It has benefits. But why can't we make something far better? Well, Kate Farms has done that. They have a product that is the absolute health food alternative to Ensure. It has vegetables in it. It has the right fats, not the unhealthy ones. It has the right kind of carbohydrates. It tastes fantastic, and it actually is not sold anywhere. You have to get a doctor's order in order to have this if you're being tube-fed and you want insurance to pay for it, and they will pay for it, believe it or not.
Of course, you don't need a prescription just to buy it for yourself.
You know what? It's not available anywhere in Chattanooga except Nutrition World.
Wow. I noticed it also has MCT oil, so it is a keto-friendly type of
Absolutely.
Product.
It has all of the right ingredients, and it tastes dang good. So it's supporting health not just from the macros. When I say macros, I mean fats, carbs, and protein, from the clean ingredients. And so anyone who wants to know more about this and you believe in the function of good, clean nutrition to support health, you can look up Kate Farms, K-A-T-E Farms. We should be having this product within a week. And the only reason they gave us permission is because we have a wellness center that is partnering with a lot of health professionals who give us the credentials that the company was so impressed with that they allow us to sell it.
I'm looking at one right now, holding it in my hand. 11 ounces has 18 grams of protein. That's not bad.
And the type of protein is pea protein, because a lot of proteins actually are not that clean anymore, and pea protein has been found to not have any lead, not have any of the downside of the normal protein. So I'm just hugely, hugely excited about this Kate Farm thing.
Typically, I'm seeing whey proteins in a lot of the supplements that I've bought in the past.
And those are fine. But what they wanted, and I met with the rep last week, they wanted something that was compliant with people who were either vegetarians, believed in, you know, non-GMO, believed in all the right ingredients as I do, and this supplies that to everyone. So I'm excited about
supplements and vitamins and trace minerals I'm seeing. Nice.
Yeah, I want you to try that one, please. I do want to say one thing. I read the CNN news this morning, health news, hugely impressed. In fact, just 2 weeks in a row now, I've been impressed with articles off them with Dr. Gupta. Gupta, how do you pronounce his name?
Sanjay Gupta.
Yeah, Gupta. And the title of this one is Life Lessons from the Native Tribe with the Healthiest Hearts in the World. And right now it's on CNN, and it's he went down to Bolivia, and it was 12,000-foot elevation. These people have basically zero heart disease. How do they do it? Well, they do it, of course, by living back in the traditional nature that was meant for our physical bodies. That is, they always are moving constantly. They never sit still. They do eat a lot of carbohydrates, but they are very slow acting. They're completely from the earth. They never use sugar. They do sleep from the moment the sun goes down until the moment the sun comes up. They always have, of course, they don't have lights and they don't have electricity, but they follow the rhythms of nature, which is what we don't do in this country. And they eat about 15% protein, and they are hunters. They hunt with bow and arrows. And they actually, it's interesting to me because I do love bow hunting. They don't stalk an animal. They wear the animal down. They hunt it for days in order to get one deer or one animal to feed their tribes. And they're just so connected back to the earth. They have, of course, they have a great family unit and a great community. We talked about that.
We always talk about sitting being the new smoking. I don't hear a lot of sitting. I hear a lot of active.
Oh, it was, they said they do a minimum of 17,000 steps a day when they just, I guess, threw a watch on one of the people down there. And that's every single day their entire life. So interesting.
The only hard thing in the Western lifestyle, although you and I get up very early every day, we do not always go to bed when the sun goes down. We tend to not get as much sleep and rest, and we work too hard. So that's one place maybe you and I can actually improve a little bit. And I was just thinking about that as we're thinking health. I don't have the article with me, but I did get an alert for the state about hepatitis A. Again, it's just expanding mm-hmm. throughout the state, a bit proportionally higher, unfortunately, and those in the food service. They're seeing lots and lots of cases, new cases coming up, and some deaths. So if people are having fever, loss of appetite, upset stomach, vomiting, fatigue, urine getting darker, gray stool, Lord help us, hopefully not yellow skin, but if you're having symptoms like that, you've just got to go see your medical provider. And if you think you may have eaten at one of those places or you just want to seek out the hepatitis A vaccine, it's out there. Just visit your healthcare provider and ask about it.
I had an interesting conversation with a lab about 2 weeks ago on that exact topic, and the lady who owns the lab was saying if people want to kind of determine would the vaccine be more helpful, they can be tested for a titer.
Oh, yeah, we do so, that. A lot of people have asked us if their old hepatitis A or B vaccine is still active, and it's very easy to check an immunity titer. We do that for anything, measles, mumps, rubella, varicella, you know, chicken pox. You can do that for any immunization.
I love that because that gives you the information whether the treatment is justifiable or not based on your own body.
There's a small subset, usually under 3% of the population, that just do not build up good antibodies to certain vaccines.
Interesting. I'm always into building the terrain of the body up, and that's one reason that I have my own podcast called The Holistic Navigator, and I have a huge announcement that I want to make real quickly here. Dr. McCullough, who has over 1.5 million subscribers to his website, is the number one health website in the world for nutrition and health, and I interviewed him this past Wednesday. The title of the interview, The 5 Questions That Ed Jones Has Always Wanted to Ask Dr. McCullough. So, theholisticnavigator.com. I would appreciate anyone who wants to learn more to go on and listen. If you do, what I'm requesting is you hit the subscribe button because that is the fuel that continues these podcasts. So, The Holistic Navigator with Dr. McCullough.
And I imagine, I'm guessing, I probably asked you this before, is there information about The Holistic Navigator on the Nutrition World website?
You know, it's a separate corporation and we do very little of the mixing between those two because I am a quite outspoken person. And on that one, there are I'm running free like a wild crazy horse, so we kind of want to keep it separate. And you know what, it's already time for us to take a break, Dr. Green. When we come back, we're going to be discussing more about your health with a wonderful guest. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones, and stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World, back again with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green, and we have a very important two guests in today, and we're going to be talking about melanoma. Dr. Green mentioned it in the first segment, and we have Rich Kramer, and we have Dr. Deanna Brown from Soussong Dermatology. Welcome to both of you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good morning.
I've been doing this business of kind of health and nutrition for 40 plus years, and it has been probably one of the most challenging conversations with people. And I know Dr. Green's faced this many times when someone has melanoma, because it's not like almost anything else that's out there, and it's really a tough situation. And I want to talk today because you have something very special coming up, the Elizabeth Outrun Melanoma Walk and 5K, and also let's talk about melanoma. Dr. Brown, can you give a little basics for people who really don't know? And I know the ABCD thing or whatever you'd like to say. Tell people what they need to be aware of with this disease.
Sure. So melanoma is the third most common type of skin cancer, but it is the deadliest. It can come up from just a normal mole that you've had on your body for years, or it can come up as a new spot. The reason that we are so concerned about melanoma, why we do all these things to raise awareness of it, is that it is the beast. That's what I call it. It's the beast. It can spread to other parts of your body very quickly. It can behave erratically, not like you'd expect, not like other types of skin cancers. It also is a type of cancer that is increasing in incidence in younger people, particularly in young women under the age of 30. So we want to try to catch it as early as possible and keep people aware of it so that they can find spots on their body as soon as they can. If it's detected earlier, it's easier to treat.
And so when someone is just looking at themselves in the, after getting out of the shower or bath, what would they be looking for?
So you mentioned the ABCDs. ABCDEs now is what we call it. And so for, these are the things you look for with any sort of abnormal mole. A is for asymmetry. That means one side of the mole doesn't look like the other. So if you can't cut it in half and have mirror images, that's not a good sign. The B is for border, usually an irregular border or a fuzzy border where you can't really tell the edges of it. C is for color, generally more than two colors, and especially if it's a really dark black or sometimes even a red combined with the brown. The D stands for diameter, bigger than a pencil eraser, bigger than about 6 millimeters is the size we look for. And then E is for evolving or changing. So if you have a mole that you've had forever, but all of a sudden now it's starting to grow, it's starting to get this brown halo off to one side of it, then that is not a good sign. And that indicates to us that there may be some changes in the cells that are occurring.
Does melanoma bleed normally or does it not?
It does not always, right. But that is definitely one other thing to look for, and that would be a change in a mole that would go into that E category.
And I know that, you know, excess sun exposure certainly is a risk factor, but sometimes I know I've witnessed many people who have them on places that don't get sun, so it's not always caused by that, correct?
That's right. It can happen anywhere that you have melanocytes in your skin. Melanocytes are the cells that produce pigment normally, and that can be a lot of different places, even in your eye or inside the mouth. Another important thing to keep in mind, too, is that with tanning beds and people who do use tanning beds, they may get UV exposure in places that normally would have been covered up in this, just in the regular sun. But we're seeing more and more, for example, like on the buttocks or under the breasts.
I've seen a couple people with on the bottom of the feet.
Yes. Yes. And that, again, that's likely not as much related to UV exposure, mm-hmm. although it probably is to some extent. And that's also more common in patients who have darker skin types. So African-American or Latin American skin types, they tend to be more likely on the hands, feet, and around the nails.
Oh, interesting. So it can be under a nail.
It can, yes.
Wow.
Yes. And usually those are caught pretty late because you don't think about looking there.
Mm-hmm. Well, and if, of course, caught early, it's 99% curable if it's isolated and removed, isn't it?
Absolutely, yes.
Yeah.
And the 5-year survival rate for a stage 1 melanoma is 95% to 99%, somewhere in that range.
So obviously you would recommend not only self-checking, but professional checking.
Absolutely. So especially if you have any sort of risk factors for melanoma, if you've had a family history, if you've had a lot of ultraviolet exposure over the years, you need to be getting into a board-certified dermatologist once a year for a routine skin check, and then they can advise you from there whether you need to come in more often than that.
You know, you were mentioning the increased incidence in younger people. Do you have an age at which you recommend people standardly come to you and have a skin survey? Any certain age?
Yeah. Well, again, if you have a family history, if there's any history of abnormal moles or melanoma, I would say by age 18 that you need to be in to see a specialist. I do have some teenagers whose pediatricians recommend that they come in and get checked out just because if they're not comfortable looking at some moles. I think for the rest of the population, by about age 25, you should at least go in and get your skin checked. And then again, the dermatologist can tell you from there how often you should come back in.
You know, another question I hear from a lot of patients, let's just say they have a lot of freckles, they're just covered in them, they're having trouble figuring this out. Would you recommend they come in for a skin survey?
Yes, and exactly. If they have a lot of places and it's kind of, where do I start? What is this? I don't know what's bad. I don't know what's good. Then it never hurts to come in. And what I do with my patients is start from the top of your head and work our way down to your toes. We look at everything. I'll point out what I see. You can ask me any questions you need. And then that gives you a better idea, better sense of your body. And again, that way you can tell if something is new or changing.
Is there any technology right now that can photograph the skin and look for any changes, say, that we would miss with our eyeballs?
There are some some types of special cameras and programs like that, they are still in development, not widely used. One thing that is very useful for us as dermatologists is called a dermatoscope, and it's a special type of light and magnifying glass, basically, that allows me to see a little bit under the skin and to see patterns that might suggest that there's something like a melanoma. And that has helped me quite a bit, I will say.
Well, thank you. And if you're just tuning in, you are listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial 98.1, The Lake. And thank you for joining us. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my partner, Dr. Green. And again, we're talking about melanoma with Dr. Brown and Mr. Kramer. And so, Mr. Kramer, we're talking about a fundraiser coming up, correct? Oh, that is a 5K and a fun run. Tell me about that.
That's correct. It'll be held on Saturday, May 11th at the Enterprise Nature Park, which is the VW Park for all intents and purposes. Registration would be at 8 a.m. The race begins at 9 a.m. If you've never run this course, it's a great course. It's uphill halfway, but it's downhill the second half, which always makes it nice. CHI Memorial's part in this is the Smith family, when Mrs. Smith was diagnosed in 1989 with stage 2 melanoma, and then she had surgery, and it returned 20 years later, and then she passed away on Mother's Day on May 10th on 2009. So the family wanted to do something to remember her. They did some fundraising on their own, and then 3 years ago, the Memorial Foundation joined forces with the Smith family to try to organize this a little better. And last year we raised $32,000, which was pretty significant. And the nice thing about this is all the proceeds go directly to the program at CHI Memorial. And
well, that's exciting, because not only does it raise money for a good cause, it educates people, because I'm sure that you are going to also be informing people about this ABCDE and the importance of checking yourself and having professionals do that. And, you know, it is about awareness, because there's so many things. I mean, in the field of nutrition that I've spent my four decades, you know, it filters down to every aspect. And if you're just simply not aware, you're not going to know the things you need to know. And, you know, we have a world that's oversupplied with information, so we have to figure out and filter down to the essential stuff. And this is one of the essential stuffs, is checking yourself. And then if something looks suspicious, looking to someone else who's an expert.
And if someone, we were talking about the ABCDs and E's, a lot of my patients forget that. I educate them, and I just say, look, if it's changing, if it's itchy, anything, just come and see me. Go see your provider. Go see your dermatologist or your primary care doctor. Let them take a look. Any change at all in how it feels or looks.
Now, if there is something that looks suspicious, you would do a biopsy first?
Yes, we would do a biopsy, depending on what size it is. It would determine the kind of biopsy. But then that would tell us what we need to do from there, whether it's a melanoma, how deep is it, or is it an abnormal mole? And we just go from there.
And, of course, the extensiveness of the surgery would be based on how long they've had it, how aggressive it is, and many other things. Now, is that normally done in the office?
It depends generally on the depth of the melanoma. So if it's not a very deep melanoma, it can be done in the office, and dermatologists can take care of a lot of those. If it goes beyond a certain depth, then we do send you to a surgeon and discuss things like, do we need to take out lymph nodes? Mm-hmm. We might send you to the oncologist to discuss, do we need to do any additional therapy, like immunotherapies? And again, a lot of it is based on the depth, and then other factors on the pathology. If it's growing into nerves, if it's growing into blood vessels, that sort of thing.
And sometimes it can be slow, and sometimes it can be very fast, can't it?
Yes, absolutely. And the unfortunate ones, of course, are the ones that grow very fast. And one other point is some types of melanomas are called amelanotic, and that means that they're not black. They can actually be a pink or a red spot, and those tend to be the ones that are the quick growing and the quick spreading ones.
Well, that's interesting. I remember years ago a black gentleman coming in said his wife had this little red spot on the bottom of her foot, and she was dead 6 months later because it was so aggressive. Interesting.
Yes, and those are scary. Yeah, those are scary to see.
They are. Thankfully, I've only knowingly found one of those, and I hope I don't see another one.
That's right.
Now, so it's not your role, Dr. Green, to actually do these look and see kind of journeys with patients, is it?
Absolutely, we do.
Oh, you do? So oh, yeah. You would strip somebody
primary
down?
Primary care does skin surgery, maybe not as extensive as dermatology, but we do almost every day. So I've taken off more moles in my time than I can even remember.
But would that be part of a physical, or is that something someone would ask you about?
Both. Plenty of times at a physical, I just see a spot, I'll be at their back and go, wow, I don't like this. You know, I'll see several spots and mark them and make a note and set up a biopsy appointment.
Gotcha.
More often than not, it's the patients. People are better educated now, and they're coming to me saying, and it's usually a man saying, my wife found this and made me come.
Mm.
By all means, it's the wives that are saving their husbands' lives.
I guess I'm out of luck since I'm single. But
we'll send you for your skin survey right after this.
You ain't looking at me, son, let me tell you. Mr. Kramer, why don't you tell them the last minute here how they can, you know, go to a website, how they can look for more information on this run.
Sure. You can go to the website. It's www.memorial.org/race. Or you can call 423-495-4438. I wanted to mention, much like every other race, everyone receives a t-shirt. In addition, the first 250 registrants also receive a UV protective hat that we like to give away. And it's kind of popular. It's been a big hit for the last couple of years.
I love that. Well, Mr. Kramer and Dr. Brown, thank you so much for coming in and giving people this life-saving information. So I'm going to try to encourage everyone through Nutrition World to be aware of what you said, Dr. Brown, and also about this run. So it's time for us to take another break. When we come back, we're going to be discussing vascular health with Dr. Lassar. That plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
We're all about healthy living and enjoying life. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. We're a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I'm Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my buddy and partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And today we have a guest that's been here once before, and that proves that we know that he's a valuable person to talk to, Dr. Lassar from the Vascular Institute. Welcome, Dr. Lassar.
Ed and Chris, thank you so much for allowing me to be here.
Great to have you back. And let me thank you right now also that Vascular Institute of Chattanooga is a proud sponsor of Vital Health Radio. I want to thank you for that.
You are very welcome. We are excited to be on air with you and talk about preventative care and some of the common things that people suffer with, vascular disease. That's what I call it as a doctor. But people who have leg problems, people who can't walk properly, or people who have varicose veins or those problems. And so I'm hoping to bring a little bit of insight for your constituency to help them understand about what this is.
And I know they appreciate that, and we're trying to get people up and moving and not sitting anymore. So you're supporting that. Thank you.
Absolutely. That's part of our mission, you know, get people walking and get people healthy.
Well, you know, I was extremely impressed the last time you came on, which has been quite some time ago. I'm guessing 9 months, but I'm terrible with time. But what I really appreciated about you and the fact I think we talked just a few weeks ago was there's a lot of people that are losing their limbs due to amputation that might not have had to have happened. Is that correct?
That's actually the truth. And so this month, April, is Amputation Awareness Month. And so that's one of the reasons why we contacted you to say, hey, listen, we want to bring this message out. And we know that there's about 2.1 million Americans who live with amputation. Now, majority of people who undergo amputation surgery is because of artery disease. And with the newer techniques that we have today, newer knowledge that we have, there are ways to save people from losing their leg. And that's actually vitally important because if we can keep people walking, they tend to live longer. And we know that one of the major aspects of being healthy is being active. So if you lose a leg, people can get in trouble and get into a bad cycle where they can't be active. And that's where they die sooner.
Could you comment on some of the preventable or modifiable risk factors for peripheral arterial disease?
Absolutely. You know, Chris, you and I deal with this every single day. And as a circulation doctor, you know, one of the things that can develop in the body is something called atherosclerosis. That's where the body starts to block vessels. Now, that happens because of people having damaged arteries. Now, as we get older, we tend to, our arteries tend to calcify, tend to get harder. You've heard of the word hardening of the arteries, or the old timers called it that. And they were right. I mean, that's what happens. The body calcifies. As the things that cause that are something that will damage the artery. So someone with sugar diabetes, the excess sugar can damage the inner lining of the artery. Someone with high blood pressure can start to damage the artery. And our body responds by healing that, and that's oftentimes with calcification. Now, another major problem that folks in this area deal with is smoking addiction. And that, you know, when you take a breath of a cigarette, it's not the nicotine that causes the damage. That's the stimulant to the brain, but it's the 2,000 other chemicals that hits your artery system immediately and starts to damage the artery. And that's what causes the blockages. So the blockages are really important to find people that have that, because the number one leading killer of people is heart attack, and then stroke is also up there too. And so if we can identify people who have that make blockages in their arteries, then we can start to treat them and make sure that their cholesterol is controlled. We can do that with holistic medication. There's lots of ways to do this. It doesn't have to be the powerful medicines. But Chris, you know, some people absolutely have to have that to respond. So I think, just first of all, you have to know that you have that problem in your body. And then we can, as physicians and people who help health in a holistic way, can actually start to impact that patient and give them better life, give them better activities.
Well, what I love about your philosophy and your conversation is the fact you're not just a mechanic. You don't believe totally in just going in and doing your procedures and without the conversation that most people don't have, which is, let's look at why it started to happen so that we can actually prevent future issues. Even if I can fix you right now, I'm not fixing the spiraling health that you might be involved in. So you are like a breath of fresh air to me, as Dr. Green is too, that you actually do have discussions about sitting is the new smoking, so get off the couch, you know, maybe, you know, even things like omega-3, eating the healthy foods, doing more of a healthy diet. In fact, Dr. Green and I were just talking earlier before you got here on the CNN Health News with Dr. Gupta, who went down to Bolivia and looked at a whole tribe that has zero heart disease. It didn't say vascular problems, but I would have guessed with zero heart disease, they would have zero vascular problems.
Same thing.
And it was all about walking, and it was about whole foods. It was about sunshine. It was about sleeping properly. They went to sleep every night when the sun went down and woke up the next day. I mean, we're built to be healthy people. We are sabotaging our own health, and it isn't coming from the moon and Venus. It's coming from our own habits and our own confusion. So thank you for sharing that. You know, if you are just joining us with Vital Health Radio, you are talking to Dr. Lassar, Dr. Green, and Ed Jones here about vascular health. And April is Amputation Awareness Month. Dr. Lassar, you have that. And so what are you wanting people to do or know, and how can you help them in certain ways?
Okay. I think that's it's a great question. A long time ago, When I was just training how to be a surgeon 20 years ago, it's amazing how time flies. You know, we were taught how to do different procedures to fix the body, and that's usually when somebody's in big trouble. You know, when you meet me, it's I'm a person you don't want to have to meet. I'm a surgeon, so but when you have a problem that has to be fixed, there are ways to fix that. Now, we've gotten smarter over the years. Instead of doing major surgery every single time, we do something called endovascular. That's where we go inside of the artery and then put a stent, just like a heart doctor would put a stent in the heart and prevent a heart attack. Well, I'm the doctor that does the rest of the body. So we fix arteries in the neck and the legs and things like that. And so Chris and I enjoy, you know, learning about medicine. This has been our passion, our life for years. And medical knowledge by 2020 is going to be doubling every 72 days. So it is one of these things where we are constantly learning, constantly growing. And what we've learned over the last really 5 to 10 years is that we can fix arteries all the way down to the big toe. Now, you wouldn't think of that, but we fix arteries, we fix blockages that get blood flow to a leg that might be in danger. Just like the heart might be in danger for a heart attack, a foot attack, that's what I call it, is really where the blood flow is so low that someone has a flow problem. And a flow problem is feeling of pain in their leg or their foot, loss of sensation, that's not normal, open sore that doesn't heal, or a weakness when you walk. Flow, if you have a flow problem, then you're at risk of maybe losing a leg. And so we can go inside the arteries and fix this. Now, some doctors like me who are specializing in this area, we focus on amputation prevention. But other physicians, as we're growing, you know, we don't all know the same things. The common way to treat the problem of a gangrene of the foot would be just to amputate. Mm-hmm. But we're saving 97% of our legs in our center because we're an amputation prevention center. And it's not because of what just we do. It is really a community effort, a process where if I have a patient that has gangrene, Chris, and I can do the plumbing, Ed, like you were saying, I can fix the plumbing, but I can't fix the diabetes. I can't fix the blood pressure problem. So I need Chris to actually fix the medical side, or maybe there's a cholesterol issue that we need to really be aggressively to deal with. And so it really is an effort as a holistic way or community way to actually prevent an amputation. And we know that people live longer if we can do that. So that's why we're focused on doing this.
I love that. And you said 97% of amputations can be prevented?
Well, okay, let's be clear. Majority of amputations in this region are because of PAD, peripheral artery disease.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Now, the other side is someone has a trauma, an injury, a car accident. You can't help that.
Gotcha.
But of the people who have peripheral arterial disease, we can prevent this if we can make sure people know to see their doctor when they're having symptoms and do it quickly, do it soon. Don't delay. A delay can be you know, life-changing. So we talk about, Chris, you've heard this before, time is tissue. A cardiologist, you know, who takes care of heart attack, they want that patient in the ER immediately. They want to go into the cath lab and fix them immediately. And so that's the same process is what I do for the lower leg.
I love that. And again, I love your whole conversation about embracing the bigger picture. And yes, when the plumbing's broken, it's blocked, it's time for someone like you to intervene, but you still want to communicate to that patient the reasons why it happened so that further things don't happen. And I'm a huge person about the plaque thing. I remember really quickly I did a cadaver lab in Southern College about 15 years ago, and there were three cadavers. And I was so intrigued because I got to go in, and all these students and the doc was there. And when they weren't looking, I was squeezing all the organs and the things, and they were all making noise. And I said, why is it just because it's dried out? He said, no, it's calcium. Calcium has deposited itself in all these places. So we become calcium statues. Personally, I believe it's lack of magnesium and vitamin K are the two biggest reasons why calcium is displaced, but that's for a conversation for another day. But let me say, so if a person has some issues, they obviously already have vascular issues, they have the numbness, they have the pain, they have the inability to walk. My father had intermittent claudication. I was very aware of how that affected him and actually did cause him to spiral down because he couldn't move. He wanted to stay on the couch. And because of that, everything else fell apart. He had some surgery that was not successful. That was about 12 years ago, so I wish that he had been here with you at that time. For a person who has issues, how do they contact you? What would be the process? Do they need a referral?
Great question. And so the simple answer is you do not need a referral to come to the Vascular Institute. There are a lot of people out there that just don't have primary care doctor. Mm-hmm. So the first thing I would say is get a primary care doctor. I think that's critical. If you do have a primary care doctor, They are the captain of your ship. You have to go engage in your medical care with your primary care doctor. They can help direct you to what you need. Now, if the doctor refers them to me, or if they come in and they have a problem, then what we would do is something called an ultrasound. We use sound waves to actually look at the blood flow and determine where the blockages are. And then once we have that knowledge, we can then either tell a patient, okay, we need to get you onto a walking program, get you going again. Sometimes that's all it takes. Sometimes it is more serious and they are really at risk of limb loss. And then more than likely, they'll undergo a procedure fairly urgently to actually revascularize or bring the blood flow back into the foot.
Wow. And so what's your website and a phone number? What's the contact?
It's a vascularinstituteofchattanooga.com. And the number is 423-602-2750. We are on the, you can search us in town for vascular surgery, and you can find us and we can help you.
You have a gorgeous building. It's over near the mall, near Ruth Chris and the new Publix. So I'm just so impressed with you, your whole outfit, and everyone I've talked to has just been amazing. Well, thank you, Dr. Lasar. It is time for us to take another break. When we come back, we will be having Dr. Green's spiritual moment. We've got that plus more to come. For Dr. Green, I'm Ed Jones. Stay with us.
You're listening to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake. We'll be back after these messages. Welcome back to Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake.
Welcome back, and thank you for making us a part of your day. If you're always on the move, download the free radio.com app to your smartphone or tablet, and keep us tuned in each Sunday morning right here on 98.1 The Lake. We are a radio show that's all about your health, wellness, lifestyle, nutrition, and healthy living. I am Ed Jones with Nutrition World, along with my partner, Dr. Christopher Green. And in this segment, we always look forward to Dr. Green's spiritual moment.
Thank you, Ed. As always, the spiritual moment is brought to you by Silverdale Baptist Church. If you would like to learn more about Silverdale, please visit their website, which is silverdalebc.com, silverdalebc.com, or download their free app. Now today, we will be talking further about ridding ourselves of worries and anxieties. Also, we find ourselves just a bit past Easter, where we celebrate the life we find in Jesus and his victory over death. Now, let's start with a couple of verse references. First, I want us to look at 1 Peter chapter 5, verses 6 and 7 and 10 and 11. Humble yourselves, therefore, under God's mighty hand, that he may lift you up in due time. Cast all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you. And the God of all grace, who called you to his eternal glory in Christ, after you have suffered a little while, will himself restore you and make you strong, firm, and steadfast. To him be the power forever and ever. Also, Hebrews chapter 2, verses 6 through 9. But there is a place where someone has testified, "What is mankind that you are mindful of them? A son of man that you care for him? You made them a little lower than the angels. You crowned them with glory and honor and put everything under their feet. In putting everything under them, God left nothing that is not subject to them. Yet, at present, we do not see everything subject to them, but we do see Jesus, who was made lower than the angels for a little while, now crowned with glory and honor because he suffered death, so that, by the grace of God, he might taste death for everyone. So, in Jesus, we have a high priest who has experienced life here on earth as a human, and all of the pain, fears, temptations, and anxiety-causing things we are exposed to as well. We have a high priest with whom we can confidently discuss all of those worries and fears and anxieties and temptations. Let us unburden ourselves and lay all those things figuratively at his feet. There is some truth in a saying of Mark Twain where he wrote, don't worry about anything. It only makes you suffer twice. Well, how much time we seem to spend in worrying and concentrating on the anxiety-causing parts of our lives, which could have been better spent walking in freedom from fear and anxiety as we concentrate on the great mercies given to us in Jesus by what he did for us. Jesus carried all those burdens for us. Let's not pick them back up and carry them needlessly. Today, think about the strength of Jesus and his love that overcomes all of our fears and anxieties. As Jesus said in John chapter 14, verse 27, "Peace I leave with you. My peace I give you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not be afraid." And that is your spiritual moment for the day. Ed, back to you.
Thank you, my friend. Thank you for leaving everyone with such a pleasant and kind place, because fear is the demon, and it will chase us until our last breath, until we face it, and it will destroy your life and your health if it's left out of control, which it normally is in most people.
It is not a good way to live.
No, it's not. And we're wired for it, because what fear does in the ancient settings is if a rattlesnake was at your feet, you would jump backwards. If you didn't have fear, you would have stepped on it. So it's a worthy emotion, but when it is a great slave emotion, but it's as terrible as being the master. So take the keys to the car away from the fear and start living your life.
You know, like that old motto I've told people that I like to live by from my middle child, live life fiercely. You can't do that if you're living a life in fear. You just can't.
Exactly right. I want to say we've got an interesting, or we at Nutrition World came up with an interesting concept of, again, helping people to learn what needs to be known for their health, because we live in such a complex time that we're oversupplied with information, so most people shut down. I've done that before, because you only have so much in you that you can learn, and there's so many opinions. So finding the people you trust and then journeying into that is very important. So we know people sometimes have a hard time scheduling, and they don't really like to come to sit-down events where it's a little bit formal. So what we've done is we're starting to create an in-store 2 to 4 hours of you just show up, you walk into our store, and we're going to have a topic on Saturdays. The one on May 4th will be on keto. Anybody has a question about keto diets, which is, of course, the most popular revolutionary way of eating that
like
I have
half
seen.
Half the town does.
And half the, yes. And so many people are not doing it correctly. Some are. And it's not for everybody. It's for the majority. But I ran into a lady this past week, and she came to all of my lectures, and she was like, she's mid-40s. She got on a keto diet, and she looks unbelievable. She said her brain's functioning better than ever, more energy, and her cholesterol, which this is rare, went from 210 to 390, in 4 months. I basically suggested keto is not for you. I think there's a polymorphism, there's a genetic component, there's something, because she ate regular good foods before, even including eggs, but she did a retest because I said it could be a fluke. She did a retest. It was 391 the second time. So, but saying that, the thing we're doing in the store is on May 4th and on May 11th, May 4th keto. You just walk in. My expert named Adam will be discussing and just talking. He'll be standing there giving a tiny mini lecture with the ability of anyone to ask anything. Very informal. It's under events at nutritionw.com. And then secondly, CBD, May 11th, the week after that. My expert Seth will be there in the store on Saturday doing the same exact thing, being able to answer. And then on May 19th, my lovely daughter, who is expecting her first child in July 22nd, will be giving a herbal salve workshop. People don't realize the power of herbs from the earth when it's put in the right form with the right quality. And you're going to learn how to make salves for many reasons. It could be from eczema to pain.
So this is something you're making yourself. She's teaching you how to do it. You're not purchasing it.
Exactly. You're going to make it yourself based on your needs. You know, this is for people, the kind of the Mother Earth people who really want to do that. I'm not a person who... I'd rather purchase things, but a lot of people are getting back into the primal nature of life.
I used to see that a lot more, but we're talking 20 to 25 years ago, and they called it a poultice. That's one of the terms I kept hearing back then. But, you know, they would be making things in their own home, making things that they found out in the yard, garden, and they said they worked.
Well, I love poultice. I remember I had a GP, and I cannot for the life of me remember his name. He was a guy in Collegedale. He'd been practicing for 45 years. By the time I saw him, he was 80 because he didn't come in before that. And he would tell me, and he wasn't into nutrition, but he was into poultices, and he believed that castor oil poultices. He said, I've had people with appendicitis attacks who it didn't cure their appendicitis, but it made life manageable till they got to the hospital. People with terrible pains from injuries and you name it. Now, to make a poultice is kind of odd because what you do is you get some kind of cloth. It needs to be a pure cloth of like organic cotton or cheesecloth or something like that. You soak an herb in it, and castor oil to me is one of the best ever. You apply it, you put saran wrap on top of it, then you put another cloth on top, then you put a heating pad, 30 minutes of castor oil. I've never seen it not reduce pain of someone who has significant pain. Doesn't mean it's fixing it, but at least it's a non-drug treatment to make you feel better. And I've done it a couple times, and it is amazing. However, saying that, I am lazy about self-maintenance, so I truly love these CBD creams. I cannot tell you how this new brand that we have, Green Earth Medicinals, I mean, it's like morphine. I have put it on anywhere I hurt, and it goes down 50% to 80%. I'm not saying that to sell it. I'm just telling you that that does work for people.
Out of curiosity, any drug screen positivity with that, with topicals?
Yes, it is. It is possible. It's low, but it is possible. We've had one person who did test that they had some THC, and I'm convinced they weren't smoking it, and all they were doing was the cream. Now, they were doing a lot of it, but it will do that. So if you're in a job, do not touch it.
It has to be absorbed to work. Like aspirin cream, you can actually get aspirin toxicity. People have actually killed themselves accidentally with that before.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
By just lathering it on?
Lathering it on. Like usually athletes that are putting it all over their whole body, but it's like overdosing on aspirin if you put too much, which I guess is a good teaching point for the listeners.
Yeah. I put a CBD patch on. I woke up with a back thing about 4 weeks ago, and just out of the clear blue, I had no idea what I did, and it was like bent over kind of pain. Well, I put this patch on. I've only used one, and within 3 hours, it went away, and it lasted 96 hours. I will say I almost need surgery to remove the patch. I couldn't get the daggum thing off my back. If I wish you'd been around, you could have cut it off, but it was worth it. It was worth it. Well, you know what? Dr. Green, that does it for this week's edition, again, of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial, 98.1 The Lake. It is a production from the Whitfield Media Group and the website by Avalon. Thank you for listening, and we will be back here again next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. for a radio show that's all about your healthy living. For Dr. Green from CHI Memorial, I'm Ed Jones, owner of Nutrition World here in Chattanooga, and have a healthy and safe and fearless day. Thank you.
Thank you for listening to another edition of Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake with Ed Jones and Dr. Christopher Green. Vital Health Radio, presented by CHI Memorial on 98.1 The Lake, is a production of Whitfield Media Group. Join us next Sunday morning at 9 a.m. and have a great weekend.